Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we started the show. Here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Phillips. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Longo. Ladies and gentlemen, TJ DeSantis. And the blushing Bruce Buffer. Here we are.
Hey, can I just say that Sam probably doesn't feel left out, but I definitely feel left out. I saw a text message from Bruce.
What, left out because of what she just...
No. I mean, like, yeah, I left out because of that too. But you guys got together in Long Island and it looked like you had a great time eating some food.
Unbelievable.
We had an amazing time. Amazing time. First off, it was an amazing show, right, Ray? Amazing yes. show. I got to say, I'm very sorry to... you know, Brian Ortega's shoulders popped. I feel for him so much. 5 to 10 months out, God knows what it's going to be. But Ray, with that being said, and Sam, we got to talk the show a little bit here. Ray, that kind of an injury, and I hope this isn't the case, because I've had shoulder issues too. But, you know, no matter how much he rehabs, no matter how much he trains, no matter what he goes through, isn't it kind of like, when is it going to pop again? Isn't that always in the back of the head?
You know, I did dislocate my shoulder. And I think, obviously, that was a long, you know, was a while ago, but I mean, I think for the first, you know, couple of months or years, maybe, and then you just forget about it. If it's I'm sure the rehab is so much different and better today, but the shoulder is such a delicate joint that, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope he's fine with it, you know, but you're right. So all those injuries are always in the back of your head. Even like I just saw Weidman the other day. I mean, is not going to be in the back of his head to check a kick or to kick hard again with that leg?
Yes.
I mean,
God,
I don't know, if, you know, I don't think it's possible for it not to be in your head, to be honest with you, but.
Also, too, guys, like shoulders are interesting when it comes to whether or not, you know, a lot of surgery is required if the rotator cuff is torn. A shoulder injury is not, you know, one to one in comparison. It's a lot of different grades and different variables when considering what the future might look like.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, you know, with that being said, the Ortega Yair Rodriguez fight was looking and shaping up to be a hell of a fight. It ended tragically.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We're going to run it back, though, right? Like, we have no choice.
Well, I mean, when is it going to be run back? He's
well,
get
a year
better.
From now or whenever. I mean,
yeah, but so many things could change in a year. But
that's
if they
true.
Can do it, that'll be great. But, you know,
yeah,
who knows?
Who knows? But I'm hoping we see it. Michelle Waterson, Amanda Lemos. You know, Michelle was in there to battle. Amanda's a beast. She proved it. The fight of the night to me was the Machnow fight.
Wow.
I mean, oh, my God. If that didn't display heart. Everything, Machnow being almost knocked out, you know, it just, that's another fight that we've had numerous times this year, and of course every year, had all the drama in a 3-round fight that we could even ask for, you know.
Right.
Amazing, like a movie. Like,
hey,
a movie.
I love Snell coming out as a Thug Jitsu fighter.
Yeah, I did too. I always enjoy saying that. And you know, of course, Lauren Murphy and Misha Tate. Lauren Murphy was on fire.
I tell you, she was not going to be denied that night. She's a sweetheart. She's a grinder, man.
Yeah.
You know, she came to the gym a couple of days with her team. They're all great people. And I'm happy for her because, you know, she did grind that fight out against a big name. And I think that's huge for her. And hopefully she gets something nice moving forward.
Yeah. And Punahele Soriano, can't say enough about his toughness. Ricky Simone is really proving himself to be an up and comer. Oh,
crazy.
My God. Big time. So yep. Heck of a night. Jessica Penne. Emily Ducote, they started off the night really, really strong. Nurmagomedov, making sure the bloodline still is proving itself powerful. Yeah. All good stuff. But, you know, we did that night, and what he's talking about, TJ and Sammy, you're going to love this as you leave. we had a great time at the show, and then John Anik and his buddy and I, we all went out with Ray Longo, and we went to – a really classic. I mean, if that wasn't the epitome of an East Coast New York Italian restaurant, even down to the owner Emilio coming by, we went to Passione, right? Yeah. And I put it out on my Instagram, and man, they just kept bringing food before we even got to order, right, Ray? We were stuffing ourselves. arancina and meatballs, and you know, it just, you name it, it was all right there. Some really fine wine. You know, it was just a fun night. Raiders, first time we ever broke bread together. We've been wanting to break bread for a long time, and it was a blast.
Yeah, loved it. I tell you, Sammy, I wish you were there. It was a great, great time. And let me tell you something. You know what happens when you walk in a room and you think you're the guy and you're with Bruce Buffer? Guess what?
You're not the guy.
This guy lit up that room when we walked in. It was fantastic. He was so humble and beautiful with the people that wanted to take pictures with him and stuff. I got a new respect for Bruce. We literally, it was an organic night, that those are the best. And it just was a great, great time where we got to chill out for 4 hours. Probably, I guess it was at least 4 hours, right?
Oh, by God, time that sounds in. Unbelievable. There's something to be said Bruce, about Bruce a good
was,
restaurant
I
like
can't
that.
Say enough. Bruce was outstanding. And, you know, like Bruce, literally, like, you know, we talked about marketing and making money, but what price do you put on a meal like that with good friends? Seriously, that's where I'm at in my life. I mean, I don't get to relax that much. So to me, it was great. You know, like, again, I didn't even know Bruce was going to be there until the end. I thought, you know, I was going out with Anik and Cody Merrill, but Bruce, I got to tell you, you were outstanding and the people loved you. I love to watch that, man. I really do. And the second we walked in, they knew who Bruce was. Let me tell you, there was no question about it. Sammy.
Yeah.
You should go back 15 years. Maybe one time wasn't enough. You got yourself a catch. You got yourself a catch. I don't like this one time crap.
It was one and done, Ray. It was one and done.
One and done. But I tell you, Bruce, really, I mean that, man. I mean, it was really just a great time. And you I got a new. I always respected you. I got a new respect for you. I thought you were outstanding, and we really just ate and drank. And there's nothing better than, you know, having a good time over some good food. And those guys did roll out the red carpet, which I'm happy for. And Emilio, shout out again
for you guys. Ray, what's your drink of choice? When you said you guys drank and had fun, what did you drink?
I mean, I'm like a Grey Goose and a cranberry guy.
I went straight Frank Sinatra, James Bond. I had a shaken, you know, a martini, shaken, not stirred, extra dry.
I thought you went for red wine, Buff, because your face is.
He was drinking wine.
Yeah, the red wine was going down.
Okay,
trust me. Yeah, we had two bottles of very fine wine.
He was forcing me to drink the wine.
Yeah.
One time I toast him. He goes, "Wait a minute, you didn't take a sip out of the wine." I mean, he was actually monitoring me to what I was doing. So
got to do it right. That toast doesn't work unless you sip it.
Yeah. We had a bottle of wine, and then a buddy of mine was in there, and he sent over another bottle. So it's a good night. One of those nights, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, you want to laugh? I went there because I thought it was going to be the most quiet place, which it was, but I thought we were going to slip in and slip out, but that was not happening.
Not
when you're with Bruce Buffett. That's what I learned. Now I got to plan. The next attack has to be different. I got to do something else because
I look forward to the next time. But you know, it was really a lot of fun too. And you're right about all that. Ray, thanks again. Your kind words always thank you so much. But after a show like that, I mean, I was so pumped and ready for that show. And it was just so great to sit down and break bread with you afterwards over that fine food. And then we went to your dojo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we hung out, we bullshitted around the dojo, we had a good time. We're all a few sheets to the wind. I think John Anik wanted to spar me as soon as I turned around and looked in the eyes. That idea went out of his head.
That video was funny, right?
Then yeah, that video was funny.
We're talking. I turn around. Bruce is lifting weights. He's doing sit-ups. Where'd he go? He's in the weight room doing getting his workout. It's like 11 o'clock at night. So
fun time. He was,
and very gracious, Bruce, to do those videos. Everybody loved that. You made so many. Listen, Bruce, that's a gift. When you can make somebody's day just by speaking a couple of words. I mean, what? That's an accomplishment that, you know, everybody should strive for, right? When you walk in a room and you don't have to tell anybody what your name is, man, that's what I witnessed the other day, TJ and Sammy. Really, really good stuff. Did a nice video for my anniversary, probably saved my marriage. I could never forgive him for that, but you know, it was still a nice thought. But it was really good. We were all happy. It was, I don't know if that could happen again, Bruce. I swear to God.
Those you know
nights, like, nights like that just happen to click and you're happy for them and you thank God they do, you know.
Every night has its own distinctive flavor. There will be other nights, but that was an extremely fun night. We were just with real down-to-earth people, and I'm always paying it forward. And the bottom line is, if somebody, you know, is happy and a UFC fan. That's what pays our paychecks. That puts us where we are. You give them every second of attention that you can, unless they're disrespectful. Yeah. And we know what that's like.
Right.
But all good. So let's go on to some news stories. Ray, again, thank you so much.
Can I say something super quick before we go to the news story? I have a big announcement to tell you guys.
Go.
Oh.
Okay. So I've been doing your show, Bruce, for 100 years. And sincerely, Ray Longo is my favorite person that you've ever introduced me to that co-sat
Sammy.
With. Like, sincerely.
Do you see my heart going right now? Sammy, is my heart beating? I'm not even sure. Is my heart going?
So first she says that she's going to kill me. Second, I'm not as cool as Ray Longo. This is bullshit.
Okay, so check it out. So besides you, Ray, who's my number one, my heart, there is another person that Bruce and TJ introduced me to on their show. I want to say a couple of years back, a female fighter named Avril Mathy.
Avril.
She is fantastic. We too had a great bond and a great chemistry. So I'm the photo editor of Penthouse Magazine. I'm always looking for interesting celebrities, women, and models to populate the pages of our mag. So I hit Avril up to be in Penthouse. So I'd like to show you the new issue of Penthouse. There is Avril in the opening front table of contents. And then look at this gorgeous babe.
Yeah, the beautiful.
Wow.
Is a champ. And it's a multitude of pages. And
are we gonna be able to put this on YouTube now? I don't know.
Yeah, no, she's clothed. It's
I know she's clothed, but this is still pretty risque, Sammy.
No, she's gonna be clothed. It's honey, okay,
she's beautiful.
This is what I showed you, zero nudity. So we have a feature in the mag for celebrities such as Avril that don't do nudity. And we profile various different people, and this issue, it's her. So because of you, Bruce and TJ, I found a fantastically gorgeous lady who can kick the shit out of probably all of us, maybe, certainly me. And I wanted to thank you because it finally came to fruition. And next is you, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, that's awesome.
You know what? I met Avril years ago, and she's a dynamite girl. Happy to see she's in an incredible relationship with somebody she really cares about. But she is, the boxer. She's smart, the model aspect of it. She's worked her buns off to get where she's got. And you did a very classy layout in Penthouse. Very proud of you. It was perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
And I know
with
she loves it. So congratulations to Avril. She looked fantastic. And she's out there boxing. I mean, she's an inspiration, and it's really
cool. And she's
cool.
Still undefeated. She had her last bout was like June 11th, I want to say something, June or July 11th, one of those. Kicked ass. Kicked it.
Yep.
Her ass.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got to look her up. I'm not familiar with her.
Oh, Ray. She is a smoke show.
And all of a sudden, Ray's like, we need to get her down to Law MMA. We need to get her some rounds in.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of females here she could spar with. That helps, TJ.
No,
I'm just trying to help.
Hey, it's all about business networking, Ray. That's what we do here, and it's time.
So next is you, Bruce. I want to do a man about town profile on you, like a men's health and fitness sort of fashion spread with all of your good stories and just your whole schmeal.
Oh, yeah. I'm game. I'm game. You know I'm game.
I know.
All good.
I have a whole pitch for you that we're going to hit you up with next week, by the way.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I love it. So I can't wait for that. I think the real thing's good. You look great, Sammy. Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's awesome.
Are you tattooed on your chest?
No, it's her pendant. It's like a necklace.
Oh, it's a pendant. It looked like a tattoo for a second.
It's my Penthouse pet key. And by the way, this is a necklace that your brother got me many years ago. I love your brother. My official Samantha necklace.
Yeah, Brian.
Wow.
So I wear it.
Brian's very caring that way. That's very cool.
I wear it all. Very cool. Yeah. In case, hey, it's funny because I'll go into stores or 7-Elevens or gas stations and I'll be paying for something and someone will go, Samantha. And I'll be like, oh my God, yeah. And, oh, do you know me or do you recognize me? And it's like, no, it's literally on your freaking chain. So yeah.
Very cool. All right, guys, let's go into some news stories here. I want to give some credit to a young man in Greenwood, Indiana. Okay. Mm-hmm. And dressed in shorts and a t-shirt. I can't say his first name, Alicia, I think it is, Dickin. He was shopping with his girlfriend, right? When a gunman opened fire at a food court in this Greenwood, Indiana mall, killing three people and wounding two others. And so while the shooter is a 20-year-old kid, right, he fired 24 rounds from an AR-15. Get this, he had an AR-15, and this young man, Dickin, didn't hesitate to use the Glock handgun he was legally carrying, right? And he took the shooter down, neutralized him within 2 minutes. And when he started shooting, he stopped the fact that many, many more people could have died. This guy was armed with two or three weapons, I think a few hundred rounds of ammo, and God knows what he was going to do. So here's an example of a man who was legally carrying a weapon that stood tall and took him down. Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, I agree with you. That, and that'll be on page 412 of Times. Right. Well, they'll bury that. You know,
unfortunately.
Listen, even Long Island, we had a couple of jewelry store robberies, unheard of around here where I live, unheard of. Smash and grabs, they got over $100,000 worth of stuff. Something has to be done. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Everybody wants to be safe. I really don't care. You know what I mean? But if you're that type of lunatic that doesn't want to keep somebody in jail who's committing a crime, you just got to go. I don't know if I know anybody that's behind that. I don't care what, like, again, what side of the aisle they're on. It's insanity what I'm seeing now, and I've never seen it before around here.
No, well, that's the problem with politics, guys. Like, whether you're right or left, like, sometimes if you choose a side, it makes you not believe in logic. And, like, that's the problem. And we all want to be safe. This is one thing where, Bruce, I think that it hits both sides of the aisle in the sense that you and I, we're not really pro AR weapons being owned and used by the public. And we're also pro.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Yep. And we're also very much pro responsible citizens having guns and being able to carry them. So,
well, you know, you talk about the jewelry snap and snatch and grab. We had an incident down here in Manhattan Beach, California, right by the on the beach, right? Little jewelry store. Okay, midday, 12 hooded young kids, you know, potentially gang members, whatever the case might be, 12 young robbers went into this store, smashed and grabbed in like 2 p.m. And they show the video of them running out. Now think about it, not just one, 12 into cars that were in alleys, ready to go, all planned out for a quick getaway. And Manhattan Beach is not the kind of place you want to do that because it's hard to get in and out. It's like, how did the police officers not get these guys? Now, granted, they've got like, you know, evidence and everything. I don't think anybody, I don't know if they've arrested anybody yet, but this is happening everywhere. Smash and grab now.
We talk about that, like small groups of, like you said, 12, 15 people going into these high-end department stores and taking purses and things like that. It's same very organized. It's very strange.
I know that the people... go ahead, Sammy.
No, I was going to say, also the home invasion robberies have...
They're going up too.
Like,
that's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Everywhere, not
you
just...
should always, when you're driving, you should always look in the rearview mirror. Like, I'm always conscious, parking my car, garage door down, you know, ready for whatever. I'm sorry.
When you enter your front door, make it a practice of locking it immediately. Just immediately.
Whoever doesn't lock their front door is being really ridiculous. Okay.
I agree. At this stage of the game, and I'll tell you, when I was growing up, and I'm sure Bruce, you'll agree with this, there were a lot of people left their doors unlocked.
Yeah, I would never
but
do
those,
that.
Those days are gone.
Yep.
They're gone. And I won't even answer the door. Somebody rings the bell, call me, let me know. You know, I don't know. I had that happen the other day. My neighbor's ringing the door at 11 o'clock at night. And I don't have a gun, so I'm reaching for the samurai sword. And then I go, Victor, you know, I think my wife looked out the top window. She goes, I think it's Victor. I go, Victor, what the fuck is it? 11 o'clock at night, you can't call. And, you know, the guy down the block had a stroke. I just wanted to know, we got to go lift him up into a chair. And I'm like, I want to chop your head off with a sword. Yeah. I'd be
cool. Ray Longo with the Pulp Fiction retaliation.
No, Bruce, I'm not joking. I'm not answering that door. And if I normally what I do is I go out the back and I surprise the guy at the door, you know,
but then you have cameras, Ray?
No, I should get one though. I don't have.
Yeah, Ray, just get a ring system put in your house.
I have to do that. That would have made things a lot easier.
Just do that. That's what I have. But I mean, to get through my front door, it's going to take a real difficult time.
Yeah, I mean, but it's rotten out there. Like the door-to-door salesman's illegal. It should be illegal at this point.
Yeah.
Got no solicitor signs outside my front door. They're still coming up. And then right.
Don't care about that. That's not stopping them.
And who the hell buys magazines anymore, Ray? Magazine subscription. That's one of the biggest scams.
They buy Penthouse, Bruce. They buy Penthouse.
I'll
tell you, Sammy, I'm running to the store right after this and getting that copy to support you.
Yeah,
I might not even look at it, but to support you.
Right, of course you. Why would you look at it, Ray? I mean,
here I got a couple stories I want to bring up. Here because Sammy's on, Ray, you're on too. But you know, this is always, this stuff comes out all the time. Okay, here's the first one. George Foreman claims he's being extorted by two women. They're basically coming after him, claiming I got to get this term correct because I don't want to. That he allegedly sexually abused them in the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
In the 1970s. They're looking to get something like $12.5 million each, right? Sammy, you're a woman. You've been through horrific things yourself. We read about this all the time. It's a he said, she said. I'm saying alleged. I'm not taking sides here. How do you feel knowing that women hold this in? I understand if something bad happened. We've discussed this many times on the show. But what do you feel about these lawsuits? I mean, from 30, wait.
It's more than 30.
Plus years ago.
50 yeah, that's plus crazy. Years.
So I fully support women having a traumatic experience, burying the information for whatever reason, and it coming up later on in life and recounting horrific things that have happened to you. And then maybe even speaking out about it, you know, people are like, how come these women didn't come forward before, like the Jeffrey Epstein's and the this ones and the that ones and, you know, all the people in the news that took advantage of young women. So for whatever reason, a lot of people don't come forward initially, whether they repress it, they don't feel comfortable, they can't share it. And so I'm in full support of someone at whatever point in their life owning their truth and saying, you know, I was raped or I was molested or I was abused. Where it kind of gets iffy for me is after all these years, you come and you want money.
Right.
That's kind of, unless right. that's the only way that you can assert justice is some civil action against that person. But I don't know if that's the case, but it just seems to me to ask for money at that point, I don't know. I mean, there are damages. I mean, who's to say some victim can't ever have sex again? She can't ever have relations again. Her life has never been the same after that. What monetary compensation could ever replace what she's lost? Probably nothing. It's priceless. So I don't know. That's kind of where I stand. That I don't know.
Position. Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. First off, the article I read, they wanted $12 million, and the lawyer counted with two Foreman grills and a hamburger, but she didn't take it. But no, listen, let me be serious, Bruce, for one day. The problem is this. Here's my problem, Sammy, with that. I'm with you. I swear to God, I'm 100% with you. The other day, I had an old friend, from seventh grade on, and he's telling me a story of something that happened in a neighborhood with me. And I'm like, dude, I have no recollection of that, like none. None at all. It was crazy. So that when it goes so many years, I can't remember something. That gets the sketchy part to me. I think you got to put a statute of limitations of like 10 years, something, because it's too easy
to cut you off, Ray. I think there probably is a statute of limitations when it comes to criminal proceedings, but you can sue anybody anytime for anything. That's the issue here.
But I'm saying after a certain amount of time goes by, I'm not sure people could really argue correctly because I'm telling you.
I can't remember a year ago, Ray.
The guy's telling me I'm crazy. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know who you're. He goes, you're out of your mind.
At the same time, Ray, like, look at that Amber Heard Johnny Depp case. How many years ago? I mean, do you remember what you were doing in 2016 and dilly dilly dee? And They remember if you have diary entries and you have videos that you've secretly taken and, you know, you have corroborated.
Well, that's different, though. That's different. Then you're relying on that. You're relying on that as opposed to memory. I go with that 100%. What you're saying, I agree with. I just think something happens after 30 years. That's a long time, man.
50 years.
50.
Almost.
Oh, yeah. 50.
And, I mean, nobody's recording secret videos 50 years ago.
You know?
Swamp. Yeah,
I don't know. It's a little
okay,
tricky.
So hold on. Remember the Secrets of Playboy when that was on TV, and the lady who was the older one that was his girlfriend in the 70s?
Yeah.
I don't think she had repressed her memories, but I think she didn't acknowledge the situation she found herself in until she got older. And then had enormous guilt and I think reservations about her part of the legacy of Playboy, and then hence did this thing. So that was from the 70s and it's 2022. And she remembers these stories as if they were yesterday. So I think some things, if it's burned in your brain, you will never ever forget every fucking detail. So,
but you would think though, Sammy, she would have had to have told a couple of close friends or somebody, no?
But okay, yes, but no, because if you think about back in the 70s or the 60s, that wasn't appropriate to discuss those things happening to you. And they looked at men
who were victims
that you egged it on. You asked for it. You clearly had it coming. You clearly put yourself in a position to be there. It's your fucking fault. So women never spoke up about it because they didn't have the support of anyone. Like even families would bury it. If they got pregnant, they'd have it either an abortion.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're 100%.
Or they carried the baby and adopted out and nobody fucking knew the better of it.
So can I tell you guys something absolutely crazy? I found out that I have, I guess he'd be a half uncle recently, a half great uncle.
Right.
Wow.
Through the 23andMe website, my great aunt, I don't know what it is. So it was my dad's cousin. My great aunt had a baby that she put up for adoption. And we found out because I matched with them and I was the only like relative online that matched with them. And we figured it out.
That's crazy.
And he went to the orphanage and got like all the records and like it was proof, like 100% in not questionable.
Look, the guy
he's like 85.
What?
Yeah, he's really old. Yeah.
You meet him before.
You know, Sammy, the guys that make me sick are the Weinsteins that abuse their power and they just watched another
one of the specials on him, like whatever documentary it was on Netflix or whatever.
I saw that. I can't remember what it's called either, but yeah.
He's coming up for trial in LA and you know.
Oh, he's screwed.
He's screwed. No, he's already screwed.
No. He's already
a POS. He's a piece of shit. You know that.
A piece of shit, though. Really, just a total piece of shit.
I'm the fucking sheriff of this fucking town. Really? You're the sheriff of the LA fucking jail, bitch.
Yeah, you'll be the sheriff of jail, that's for sure. All right, guys, a couple other stories real quick here. Ricky Martin also is facing 30 years prison time over incest and allegations from his nephew.
Ricky Martin? Did you
hear about this?
No.
Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin.
Living La Vida Loca?
Vita Loca. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. His 21 year old nephew.
Paulo Costa? Oh, that was his nephew.
You gotta stop following Israel Adesanya, I think.
No, his accuser is a 21 year old nephew, Dennis Sanchez. And you know, what can I say? Another one on the news. We don't really have to go into too much on that, but here's one I want to cover with you, Sammy. Okay. This happened a little while ago. And basically, let me give you the gist of this is, what the heck? I lost it. Darn it. A Missouri court affirms a $5.2 million judgment for a woman who claims she caught HPV virus in a car.
Oh, I've heard about it.
You heard about this, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
from the car?
Thanks, Frank.
No. In a car.
In a car.
In a car.
From a guy.
From a man who had it and never told her.
Okay, so why are we like so focused on the fact that it happened in a car? I don't understand like why the
venue matters. They had sex in a car and she got HPV from this man.
Okay, yeah, but why can't we just say they had sex? Like, why does it got to be in the car? Like, do they only have sex once?
No, that you know what? I can't bring up the article. They've closed it down. I have more details, and I can't.
There's a possible she caught it off the seat of the car.
Yeah, that's yes, what I that's thought. What say. No, that's what she's what claiming. She's claiming she got it that. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Oh, man. Yeah,
but it turns out the guy actually secretly had it and never told her. And she won the lawsuit against the car manufacturer. So they're contesting right now. So
she won a lawsuit against a car manufacturer because she caught an STD.
Yes, caught HPV.
That should not be allowed.
I understand. You can't even. I knew back in the day someone who was sued publicly by a woman for giving her herpes, and it's impossible to determine how when you got herpes, you could have it in your bloodstream since you were a fucking child. Blah blah blah.
Right.
So. The HPV, who's to say it wasn't already in her system or she hadn't already been exposed to it? How was it the one time in the car with the guy? But then it turns out the guy fucking had it.
Yeah, but it's frivolous, to begin with, it's one of those frivolous lawsuits because it's like
right.
It's like a woman suing the maker of a sex toy, claiming that she took it out of a wrapper and it gave her like a UTI or something, which we know that's not the case. If you look it up, that doesn't happen from that.
Bruce, remember years ago when Reagan was onto those frivolous lawsuits and the guy was making a phone call in one of those old phone booths and the car skidded off the road?
I remember this.
He sued the phone company.
Yeah.
You know, like Reagan was berserk. Like, we have to stop this. Like, you know, what the deal is with lawsuits. Everybody gets sued, like anybody. Near it or attached to it, but
it's frivolous.
The phone company.
Okay, yeah. So hold on. Here's the caveat. She won. She sued Geico, her insurance company, not the car manufacturer. The insurance. That's like Amber Heard trying to get her insurance company to pay off her judgment to Johnny Depp. Some insurances companies have these clauses that they will pay out on weird shit. So she successfully sued Geico $5.2 million. And now it's at the Court of Appeals in Missouri.
That's crazy. Okay. I mean, you get the right attorney, you get the right attorney. You get the frivolous attorney, they'll sue anything, okay? We've established that, and that's what's happening right here. What's another one that happened here?
That's so fucking crazy. Poor
it's
guy.
Just crazy. It's nuts. So many things going on here. What's another one? I got it right here. Sorry. Okay. This is really weird.
Guys. Okay. It's called injuries and losses under the Geico insurance plan.
Wow.
So, Sammy, do you go to a chiropractor at all?
Yes. I have a great one, Dr. Roy.
And I've been to chiropractors, you know, all my life, not recently, but there's a woman, a young graduate from Georgia Southern University, went to her chiropractor who adjusted her neck. She's now paralyzed with 4 snapped arteries in her neck.
Oh, my God.
She had to go to the ICU for neck pain. He treated her. Yeah, snapped 4 arteries. She may never be the same again. She's having a reaction to the treatment.
I'm always scared with the fucking neck shit.
Well, that's another reason. Somebody says, I can crack your back. I can do your neck. You know how that happens at parties? No.
Nope. Do not fucking let them do it.
Yeah. That's beautiful young girl. I mean, it's just one of these things. It's so crazy, crazy. Now, another great thing, another hero that was in the news. There's a real life action hero, a pizza delivery guy, right? He was delivering a pizza in Lafayette, Indiana, right? Last week after midnight, when he saw a full house fully engulfed in flames. There was no fire truck. There were no emergency vehicles, no EMT. His name is Nicholas. He ran into the house and saved 5 people. Right. He saved the lives of 5 kids running into a burning building.
Unbelievable.
This man should be at the White House getting the highest medal available. I mean, that's just amazing to think about that.
Yeah. It turns out the family's suing him for not bringing in the pizza.
Well, TJ, you're getting good. TJ, I like it. You're getting good, but
I'm trying, you know,
he's stealing my jokes. I think I'm running off. All the family had to say is we ordered a pepperoni pizza.
Right, exactly. Wrong topping.
But here's the thing. It wasn't an easy thing for him. He suffered a really bad cut on his right arm.
Mm.
And also, too, he suffered severe smoke. Sammy, turn it off.
I'm trying. Jesus.
Sammy, before the show, Sammy, before the show. No, all right, listen, wait, in respect to this, guys, he suffered severe smoke inhalation, mm-hmm. right? He's in the hospital. They show a picture of him with tubes down his throat. I mean, the man is screwed up because of this.
Wow.
His cousin created a GoFundMe account that has raised north of $200,000 for him. You know what?
This is the thing, though. I worry sometimes about these GoFundMes. When I hear the GoFundMe, I'm like, okay, is this real? Maybe I should.
Well, no, it's real. This is an article that was written. That's an after.
I understand. I understand. I hear this. I get skeptical when people start asking for money. Sorry.
It's not him. He didn't ask. His family put
you.
It together.
I hear you.
He did not ask.
I hope it's fine. And I'm sure it is. It's just one of those things where it's like, maybe it's more so like the guy at the football game who gets the, you know, falls down the stairs or does something stupid. And all of a sudden they give him, you know, $75,000 in GoFundMe. I don't understand that stuff.
Did you see, I'm with you. Did you see the Olympian that was beat up by the homeless man?
Yes, that's
no.
Kim Glass, weird. The Olympian walking down the street and the homeless man attacked her with a pipe.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
Wow. What is going on here, guys? Come on.
A pipe?
Yeah, Bruce, it's mental illness and nobody wants to address it.
That's true. I agree with that, Ray. 100%.
You know what I mean? What are they blaming that now? That he had access to a pipe? It was the pipe's fault.
Right. That pipe made him do it.
Yeah, the pipe made him do it. Yeah, the crack pipe made him do it.
Yeah, you know exactly. What I'm saying? That's probably like
the, but you know what I'm saying, Bruce? They're going to blame the pipe. If we just had to, if you had to get authorization to buy that pipe, this would never happen. Pipes do, it's almost like the scene out of The Jerk. Remember when they're shooting at him and they hit the oil? What does he have against the oil cans?
Yeah. Oh,
he doesn't
God,
like the oil cans.
I love The Jerk. What a great movie.
Sammy, you better run to the your local store. Mega Millions is sort of $630 million.
Oh, okay. I'm on it.
Got to go do it. And Pete Davidson now is the new spokesperson for Manscaped.
Wow.
You know, the one I've done the commercials for. So they brought in Pete Davidson. They probably paid him. Manscaped's doing great. I think that company's getting an evaluation of close to like $1 billion. It's like really grown big time.
Wow.
So they probably.
Yeah, I don't think somebody's got to show me how to use it. I'm still hurting my balls every time I try to shave. It's horrible.
Right.
I'm not finding that pleasurable at all.
I don't know what to tell you, Ray, Sammy, if you want to give him any personal advice, but have a steady hand, Ray. Have a steady hand.
Oh, let me tell you, Bruce, you're not kidding, Bruce.
What, Sammy?
Said have Ray's wife help him. You know,
yeah. Bring
in the little bits.
That would even be scarier.
Oh, the undercarriage. That's terrifying. Yeah,
she might be mad from last week and have a little argument and slip. Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, I have to wait 2 weeks because I think I'm going to get another 2 weeks out of the video Bruce did for the anniversary. But after that wears off, I'm back in the doghouse.
I'll make you a new video. Don't worry.
Thank you, Bruce. That's what I love about you, buddy.
Yeah. I'll keep it going for you. No problem.
Hey, you guys, what do you think about, I'm sure nobody gives a fuck, but maybe somebody does, about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez getting hitched over the weekend?
I think it's great. They've been in love forever. You know, they're truly in love. I mean, I think it's great. Listen. It's wonderful. I think love is wonderful.
It wasn't shocking.
No, I mean, it's as shocking as when I announce someday, if I ever get married, probably shocking like that. I mean, I'm just happy to see people happy and they obviously love each other. That's why they keep coming back together. You know,
yeah, can't wait for the lawsuit in 3 years.
They've been together apart 3 or 4 times. I mean, obviously they just love each other.
So. Right. I hope so.
Yeah. So it's cool.
I hope so.
I mean, it'd be a fun house. I'd love to go out to dinner with Ben Affleck and J-Lo. I bet that'd be a fun dinner.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be very cool.
You know, she used to live right by where we ate when you were here.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, she was in Old Westbury, for a while.
Well, she's the girl from, the girl from the Bronx, right? That's her area.
Yeah.
Right out there. Yeah.
Even that's close to. Yeah, that's
Jenny,
that's
Jenny from the Bronx. Isn't that her thing?
Jenny from the block. And don't look up the Shepherd Smith curb stomp.
Jenny from the block. Now she carries a Glock.
Oh,
I don't think that's how it went. But
let me tell you something, TJ. This might be the best food I've ever seen you in today. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
100%, 100%.
That's good.
Did you get laid last night?
No. Slept on the couch last night.
Did you get laid in the last 2 weeks, TJ?
No. Yeah. Nothing to talk about in that. Ah,
there's an homage to married life. Thank you, TJ, giving everybody a promise. Wow. But we have to say TJ as a kid, that can interfere. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Floyd Mayweather.
Right, go ahead.
Floyd Mayweather just spent $18,000 on a mink car seat for his grandson.
Wow.
I mean, really? You wonder why this guy's got to fight every 6 months or whatever it is. He's got $18,000 for a car seat. I guess if you got it, flaunt it. What can I tell you? You know,
I guess. Hey, listen, one of those elk boys got 250 grand for his birthday. I don't know what's worse.
It's amazing. They make a lot of money. Hey, listen, I'm heading off to London tonight for this is Wednesday. We're taping the show, but I'm heading off for the show this weekend in London. And it's a nightmare over there. They've had a heat wave of 104 degrees.
I know, but 104 degrees is not fucking hot.
No, and it's, but in England it's hot, but it's melted.
It's melted
some of the runways at Heathrow.
Yeah,
it's now hot. Planes are they're being canceled. I'm worried I'm not going to be able to get home because they're canceling flights. And they say, we got a note to try and carry on our bags. I've got a 4-day trip, you know, with the monkey suit and everything, because the bags are getting lost left and right. Wow. Heathrow is notorious as the worst airport in the world and British Air for losing luggage. Now it's tantamount 10 times. So.
Yeah, there's these, I saw in the news, like shots of like the entire downstairs of the airport. It's just a sea of luggages, like people's lost luggages.
Yep.
Just abandoned.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out how to go. I'm going to try and carry it on. So if you see me wear the same thing twice while I'm not doing the show, just understand that's the way it is. You know, there's only so much room to carry on. TJ, we got about like 8 minutes. Do we have any questions that we wanted to go over today?
No.
Okay. That's okay. No problem. Yeah. Did you hear about this Yellowstone actress? You ever watch the show Yellowstone?
I haven't seen it. It's on my to-do list.
One of the actors on the show just got charged with fraud. She allegedly got $96,000 in disability while she was working.
Wow.
I don't understand the stupidity here. Don't you know you're going to get caught?
No, people.
I mean, seriously, don't you know you're going to get caught?
No.
Well, I think hence the word stupidity. I'm going to say that sums it up. You know, they think they're not going to get caught. You know, but I'll tell you what, we're talking about Yellowstone. I don't know if we talked about this the other night, but you guys want to watch a great series on Netflix? I think it's Netflix. Oh, no, Paramount Plus. The Offer. Did we talk about that, Bruce, the other night?
I told you. I thought it was fantastic. I talked about it on the show, The Making of the Godfather.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. TJ, Sammy, you got to love this. Sammy, too.
I've never seen The Godfather, though.
Oh, what?
I know some people have never seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
You have to see it. It'll make the other series that much better. But, we did talk about that because the guy that played like Robert Evans and Pacino, fucking crazy.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Unbelievable. Somebody doesn't win an award for that. I don't know.
Guy that played Marlon Brando, everything. You know, Miles Teller, who was at the UFC. It's funny. I saw him at the UFC the week before I watched it. And I said, what's new? And we were talking about Top Gun. Then I get home and see he's starring in The Offer. I wish you would have told me that. I binged. I watched it in two nights. It was
fantastic.
Incredible.
Absolutely fantastic.
I need to see that Top Gun movie still.
It's awesome.
That was good. So, you know, hey, Bruce, you know what I saw the day after you left? I saw Elvis, which I thought was absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait. Is it released?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Oh, I've been so busy. I got to go see. I want to see that in the theater, too.
No,
I might go see that Top Gun today by myself.
Yeah.
Do it. You'll have a great time.
Look at TJ. Can't you get somebody to go with you?
No, I don't have friends. Bruce and you. You know, Bruce is too busy and you're on the other side of the country. And Sam wants to kill me. So
yeah.
Oh my God.
That's not true, TJ.
Sammy, can you wait to laugh? Can you go to see Elvis with him?
Yes, I would love to go see Elvis.
Who didn't love Elvis growing up? No? Loved that guy.
Loved it. I told
him. No, you didn't like him, Sammy.
I mean, I liked his movies, you know, and
I thought the movies were great. Come on.
Yeah. The movie
was Elvis. It was Elvis. They were all good. Even his first one, you know, where he sang the song, you know, it was a set in the Civil War. I forget the name of it.
Yeah. You're right.
The first movie he ever did. And he's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
Meh.
He actually did pretty well.
Bruce, you're gonna love it. Trust
I can't
me.
Wait to see it. It just looks fantastic. Yeah. And the guy that's playing Elvis looks like he's perfect for the role. I love those
beautiful.
Kind of
Elvis beautiful. Is too old school for me.
And
it's
Tom Hanks.
Hanks right, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Tom Hanks is the colonel, you know. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, no, like heavy.
No, Sammy, you're gonna like it. Makeup, it's whatever. It's a different perspective of everything else. You know what I mean?
Does it go into his later years?
No, they take it right up to his death, but they leave out most of the stuff we already knew. But the thing with the Colonel is that that's who they focus on, that relationship, and that was crazy.
Do they show him dying on the toilet or?
No, they showed him laying on the floor, but that was it. But no, I don't want to give anything away.
No,
but
don't.
You're gonna like it. I'm telling you.
Cool. No, I'm gonna catch it. I'll call you after I see it. I'll let you know.
100%. 100%.
Hey, you guys remember the NFL running back Marion Barber?
Yeah, he was a Minnesota Gopher. Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboy passed away from heat stroke from working out.
Yeah, it's not surprising, unfortunately.
Wow, that's crazy because I'm about to go for a big bike ride. I've been having my electrolytes.
Well, I mean, yeah. Get your bike ride in the gym. Get one of those Pelotons, Ray.
No, I have the Aerodynes, but nothing beats going outside.
I hear you.
No, nothing beats going outside for sure. My trainer and I did a challenge yesterday on the assault bike and the rowing machine.
Beautiful.
Back and forth, you know.
I love the rowing machine. I love to row. I can row like a crazy man.
No, that gives you an entire body workout, which is really, really cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so COVID, guys, it's getting worse. As we know, granted, the variant is not putting people in the hospital. People are sick.
I had an appointment to get my dog neutered this week, and they called me and said that the clinic was closed because they had a COVID outbreak.
People all around me are getting COVID. You know, Kristen got it. Rupert got it. It's happening everywhere. It's just more prominent now. It's crazy.
I got it in May.
Well, they're also. Oh yeah, you did. That's right. Mm-hmm. And are you good? No after effects?
No, I still can't really smell.
Oh, I didn't lose the sense of smell. But now they're talking July 29th in California, putting back into effect the mask mandate.
Yep, I heard.
So what's uncomfortable to me is, you know, we've been pretty vocal about the vaccine on the show. I've gotten the vaccine. I've gotten the boosters. I feel like my immunity is probably down because I haven't had a booster since February. And I can't have a booster anytime soon.
Well, I haven't had a booster since April. No, I got boosted last November. So I haven't had a booster either.
Right.
But what I'm told by our doctor for the UFC, who's the UFC doctor for the Raiders and such, is to wait till the fall because the new booster coming out, there's always going to be a new one, is more effective towards all these variants that are coming out now. And this variant, again, every time a variant comes out, it's more contagious than ever.
Right.
Highly right now in California, for every one person that has it, there's 6 to 8 that are not reporting it.
But when are you allowed to get a second booster? That's my question.
That's a question for your doctor. I don't know the exact rules.
Because I don't think you can unless you're over 50 and immunocompromised.
But can you get a booster if you've never been vaccinated before?
No, you've got to get vaccinated before you can get a booster.
I mean, I never got vaccinated. I feel like my immune system, I had it twice. I feel like I still have antibodies.
Well, if you've had it twice, then you've got the immunities working. But yeah. You had it twice and it didn't hit your heart?
First time, a little bit. Second time, Bruce, I was back in the gym on the fifth day.
I'm happy to hear that.
The first day, Bruce, it took me like 3 months to get back to where I was before it hit me.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, I feel good. Pardon me?
How long between the times you had COVID? Like,
I'm going to say exactly a year. Mm-hmm. It was like December, and then the next one was the January after that. A month after, but
you
a
see,
year after.
That's the thing I kind of feel is crazy, Ray, is everyone I know that's been vaccinated has gotten COVID. Like, everybody seems to get it. And I don't know. I mean, some people
you're
say
supposed
that
to get it less, you know,
it's not supposed to be as bad, right? Yeah. I don't know.
I've got to leave for London. I've got to run into another meeting in a few minutes. So we're going to have to sign. I'm sorry to cut it short. Cause I love you guys so much being on the show. Ray, do you anything you want to tell us before we cut off?
Nah, it was just again, great, great show. And Bruce, I mean, everything. I meant everything I said, just a fantastic time.
Yeah,
I mean, you could tell, Bruce, I don't have a lot of good times because I'm really hopping on this last.
No, it was a great time. It was great.
You know
time.
What it was? It was. I've never, you know, you admit, I never, you know, I've never gone out with John, never gone out with you. So it's good. It was just one of those nights that clicked. And same thing, I felt like I knew Cody, and I never even met him before that night. So
nice kid.
Just a great time. Nice kid. Yeah.
Cody's a good kid. Sharp too. Very sharp.
Yep.
Emmy.
Yes. Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram. The Single Life on Twitter, Sammy Phillips on Facebook, and pick up Penthouse Magazine on every newsstand and in every bookstore and airport. You'll love it.
Beautiful. Thank Beautiful. You.
Love it. Love it. Love it. As always. TJ?
TJ DeSantis on all social media platforms. Come put flowers on my headstone because Sam killed me.
Oh, stop.
Sam, he's taking that very personal. He's very sensitive, Sam.
It's true.
But I couldn't fuck him and I can't marry him. So.
Right.
How do you there know you I'm go. Not a polygamist, Sammy?
Knowing you, you're not a polygamist.
I don't know what that means.
But I don't know, TJ. If you haven't made love to your wife in 2 weeks, you.
I was. You know. Thank you. You said it. I wasn't going to say it.
Why do you think that falls on me, Buffer?
I don't know. I mean, you know, just saying.
Hello.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
If Ray doesn't know, and like, I don't know.
I'm going to a movie by myself. Know. I got things to do.
Yeah, all right. And hey, listen, our audience all over the world, they probably think we're all nuts right now. We're just playing with you, folks. We're having fun with you, okay? That's what we do on It's Time Radio. We have a good time. Ray, true pleasure. Thank you so much. Look forward to the next time. I'm off to London. Got Curtis Blades fighting Tom Aspinall, Jack Johnson, Chris Curtis, a lot of Patty Pillman, Patty the Batty, and
That's
Jordan
gonna be
Leavitt.
Great.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. So I'll see you all from the Octagon in London. Sammy, love you, honey. Have a great weekend. And I look forward to talking to you about my pictorial and article at Penthouse. I'll be happy to bring that up. Yep, for sure. Yeah. I'm not going to do any nudity. It'll just be strictly enclosed. No Maybe my shirt off. We'll see. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Sammy, as usual, it's a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I love you, Ray.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for the party.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye, Ray.
Take care,
Bye,
Bruce.
Sammy.
Safe trip, Bruce.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it very much. Appreciate
All right.
it very
and TJ,
much.
Text me later about tomorrow.
All right, we'll do.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, bye, guys. Take care.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.